Day 354, or December the 20th. Explain yourself, if you can. Our thoughts today are rooted in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. In your hearts revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have, but do this with gentleness and respect. First, the big picture surrounding this verse. Peter concludes this letter by giving some teaching on marriage. We know from the Gospels that Peter was married, as he had a mother-in-law, so these words come out of life's experience as well as by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. According to Clement of Alexandria, Peter had children, but this is not corroborated elsewhere. In closing, Peter talks a lot about Christ's suffering, and that we should not be surprised when we are called to suffer too. And now today's action step. The Bible teaches that some of us are particularly gifted to spread the gospel. These people are called evangelists, but many, including me, are convinced that part of this call is to equip others to share the good news, as well as preaching good evangelistic sermons. However, we are all called to be witnesses. Some people say that they could never be a witness, they're not up to it. Well, I have news for them. As long as we breathe, we are witnesses. Good or bad, we are all witnesses. Peter reminds us that we should always be ready to explain our faith. Don't panic. We are called to be witnesses, not theologians. I am reminded of that lovely old hymn, "I Cannot Tell," that confirms we do not need to know everything. Each verse declares our ignorance and then confirms that we do know something. Basic facts like Jesus cleanses us from sin and heals the brokenhearted and that he's coming back. All that from a simple hymn based on the Bible. With the help of the Holy Spirit, it's enough for you to start explaining your faith. Try it. Don't be afraid to say you don't know everything. Ask, read, learn, and you'll keep growing.